From NPR News, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. Guy Raz is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. A delegation from the African Union arrived in Tripoli today. They hope to negotiate a ceasefire in Libya. We'll have more on that story in a minute. But first, to West Africa and Ivory Coast, where UN and French missiles struck the residence of incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo. Since November's disputed election, battles have intensified between forces loyal to Gbagbo and those who support Alassane Ouattara, who's widely seen as having won that election. Gbagbo remains under siege in his stronghold at the presidential compound in Abidjan, and there are reports that Ouattara's forces are fighting from his de facto headquarters at the Gulf Hotel. We spoke with journalist Marco Sean Oved a short while ago. What is your sense about what happened in the vicinity of the Gulf Hotel?
I would highly doubt the capacity of Mr. Gbagbo to try and penetrate into there. It's protected by heavy artillery, anti-aircraft guns, miles and miles of razor wire, sandbags, shooting positions. That being said, what happened yesterday, as far as we understand, was fighting in the vicinity. In which the combat was so intense and so close by that stray bullets, stray rockets, and even stray mortars were landing in the vicinity of the Gulf. But speaking today with advisors in Ouattara's government and other people who are there at the Gulf Hotel, they say under no means was the Gulf itself even under attack. And the reports of one peacekeeper who was injured, that seems to have been a stray bullet.
Now, has Gbagbo been seen or heard from? Does anybody know where he is now? Is he talking?
No, the last we've heard of him was about midweek on Wednesday when he gave two surprise telephone interviews to major French media. And these were sort of at the last minute when everyone was saying that it was game over for Gbagbo. He called up these two stations and gave interviews saying, "I will never give up. I'm the rightful president. And this isn't over yet." He doesn't look like he's going to be giving up anytime soon. And if anything, he seems to have at least temporarily turned the table.
If Abidjan is turning it into a battleground, what is the reaction from people there? What's happening to the people who live in Abidjan?
Unfortunately, there's a bit of a double system going on right now. Those who are lucky enough to have foreign nationalities are being taken care of by the French, and they're all being brought to what's turning into a bit of a refugee camp here, but ironically a refugee camp of the privileged, because the regular Ivorians who live in Abidjan are now on their 12th day of lockdown inside their houses. Many of them have run out of food. The water has been intermittent. We're seeing women with buckets on their heads going to collect water for their families. Some small marketplaces, informal marketplaces where people are selling produce, of course, for triple or quadruple the price. And even as corpses litter the streets, they haven't been gathered up yet. And the sort of evidence of pillaging, the burnt cars and smashed storefronts, people are still venturing out into this very hostile and dangerous environment in order to find what's necessary to keep on going.
Reporter Marco Sean Oved speaking to us from Abidjan in Ivory Coast. Thank you very much.
Thank you.